It's Friday, April 12th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Attacks on Christians in India have increased by 425% since 2014, reports Open Doors. This is part of the reason why the country has risen to 10th worst nation for Christian persecution. Yesterday, voting began for India's federal parliament as 900 million Indian voters head to the polls. Christians in the country are praying ahead of the elections, as many of the political leaders have been pushing a radical Hindu agenda to silence Christianity. After nearly 30 years in power, Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir was arrested by the country's military this week after months of mass protests. The authoritarian leader waged war in his own country for years, leading to international charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The Sudanese military announced a 2-year transition period followed by elections. Omar al-Bashir's presidency since 1989 has also seen significant persecution against Christians in the Islamic country, making it the 6th worst nation for Christian persecution. Daniel 2:21 says, "God changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings." WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange was arrested yesterday at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, reports the BBC. He may now face charges of conspiring to hack into a Pentagon computer system in 2010. This brings an end to a 7-year saga in which Assange took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in Britain to avoid capture. Over 750,000 volunteers in 816 cities and 56 nations around the world have participated in the 40 Days for Life prayer campaigns that happen twice a year. The first one of 2019 is ending on Sunday, April 14th. The Worldview spoke to some pro-life volunteers who were on the sidewalk at the Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood abortion mill about why they come out to pray.
Different people are given different gifts by God. My gift is prayer. I feel like I can do that. I can pray. I'm not as good necessarily at approaching the people who are coming. There are other people with that gift. But I can come and pray for both the other volunteers who are here and the people who are working at Planned Parenthood, who don't understand what they're doing there, and the people who are coming to use Planned Parenthood for whatever reason.
The Worldview also spoke to Dee, another woman who drives up every week to pray, hand out literature, and give women options for keeping their babies and caring for them. Committed to volunteer, no matter the weather, including those cold and snowy days, Dee shared what drives her to continue.
I'm out here because God commands us to love our neighbors and that He hates the shedding of innocent blood, and the women and men walking into that place are getting ready to kill a child, or they're supporting an organization that has murdered children, untold number of children. And as a person who's worked in the pro-life movement for a long time, going out to booths and events and festivals, the one thing I always heard from people who have aborted their children is, I wish somebody would have been out there to make me think, to make me try to, you know, have a second thought.
Proverbs 6:16-17 describes things that God hates, including haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Texas State Senator Charles Perry has introduced a new bill to protect religious liberty. Christian leaders and professionals would be given the freedom to decline to conduct faux same-sex marriages, choose to maintain sex-based segregation in bathrooms, and refuse to perform abortions. The bill would protect Christian licensed professionals like doctors, accountants, lawyers, and counselors from disciplinary action. And finally, a new study by Ohio State University has found that reading 5 books a day to your children exposes them to about 1.4 million more words by kindergarten than children who do not have books read to them, reports study finds. Even just one book a day introduces children to 290,000 more words than if they don't have any story time, allowing them to pick up reading skills more quickly and easily. Study author Jessica Logan found inspiration for the research after learning about half of children in the nation rarely or never have books read to them by their parents. Deuteronomy 6:7 reminds parents to teach their children diligently and in the ways of the Lord. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, April 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.